Aynen.
Good evening,
Good
Shuoto.
evening.
Please join me in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa. Kadula chimin sa ta ti serura alphabet gimel yutak tzadi kabel rinat am chasad benu paharenu no Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Chutcha Kevavacham Reim Nun Gimel Dalid Yudkaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalid that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which translates as judgment. Cheshvan can be a month of judgment unless you utilize your binding by striking tool. Barchem tacharem rakame sitkacha tamid gamle betetresh tzaditav gimel chasim kadosh birotuvcha na'el adatecha chet kufbet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Kufav, Zadi Yutta. Now we have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy in order to separate between the negative aspect and the positive aspects of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Eres Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Avon V'afesha, V'chata'a v'nakei, Now we're going to read the verses that connect to the various years, starting with this year, the year of the goat, 5777. We have two verses that we read. One is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, consisting of five words. Sod saduni katsipor oyavai shinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Sats ki ach. These three words translate as appear like brothers. The final letters of these five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants.
Okay.
Both of these translations relate specifically to this year of the goats. And they act as affirmations of the energy that we can connect to during this year. The second of the two verses is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadabaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. That verse has the year spelled out within it on an equal letter sequence of seven. The year 5776, we also have two verses. The first one is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yulimat ve-lo yachlu le-havshit et kol ha-olot va-yechaskum achechem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha yad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei leval Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohani. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permutate it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me. Hey, 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 aka arekacha. The second verse that connects to the year 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohewahe adead ki biya yohe adonai yohewahe. Sur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Now there are three verses that connect to the year 5775. The first. Oh, excuse me, that's the second. The last verse I read is the first. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavoiya, Asher Yitchabe Sham Weshavtem, Eli El Nachom, Ve הלכתי איתכם, וחיים ישנו בארץ, וחיפשתי אותו בכל אלפי יהודה. And the third verse is from Job also, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoveh deroav yomru ayo. And there's only one verse from the year 5774. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom Le'ami Yisrael, Untati v'shakam, Kachta v'lo yirgaz, Od v'lo yosifu, Pene avla la'anoto, Ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And now the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Tonight and tomorrow is the fifth day of Cheshvan, and the Tzaddikim who've chosen to leave this day, by saying their names, we connect to their light that they revealed in their lifetime, and we can use that light to help bring balance in a month that is generally difficult, unfortunately. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Halisha, Rabbi Moshe Birdogo, the son of Rabbi Abraham, Rabbi Meir Hilprin, Rabbi Abraham Yosef Rice, Rabbi Abraham Halevi Zion. Tonight's class is our first opportunity to connect to the Zohar in the new energy of the Parasha of Lech Lecha. That energy has entered the universe, Motzi Shabbat. And we're going to start with section 7, which you can find on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when that opens up, scroll down to the Parasha of Lech Lecha, which you can open and then scroll to class or section number 7. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bithilu urchinu tchilu liyata l'shem Yud hei bevav hei, b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konanei, aleinu maasei adeinu konaneihu. Pasuk 34. Rabbi Elazar Hawa Yatev Kameya De Rabbi Shimon Avo Vayehve Imeya Rabbi Yehuda Ve Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Hiskia Amar lo. Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Shimon Navo. Hai diktiv lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatecha. Kewan de kalho nafku le'mehach amai la'itmar. Le'ya de kalho yafkun. The translation. Rabbi Elazar was sitting before his father, Rabbi Shimon, together with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzhak, and Rabbi Cheskia. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Shimon, "Why is it written, 'Get you out of your country and from your kindred,' in the singular, since they all left Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan? Why was Abraham not told that they all should go?" My commentary. Yes, this is a good question. Hopefully the section will answer it. I'm just joking. Pasuk 35. Tehaaf algav de techrach awa palach leaz. Kewan deitar beitaruta. Tavlame pak pachadea de Abraham vechaminan. Kud shabarichu atre bit yuvta. Techayavaya usra leme pak amai lakitiv lechu lachem amai leAbraham bilchoto lech lecha. The translation. Terach was an idol worshiper, but since his desire to leave with Abraham was truly aroused, and as we have seen, the Holy One, blessed be He, desires that the wicked repent. As Terach started to leave with Abraham, why does it not say, "Go for yourself"? Why does it say, "Go for yourself"? Excuse me. Why does it not say, "Go for yourself" in plural? Why does it say, "Go for yourself to Abraham alone"? My commentary. Hashem's communication is only with Abraham and Sarah to show to us that they are one soul. Soulmates count as unity. Marriages bring together two halves of one soul. Pasuk 36. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, itema de terach, kad nafak meur, kastim, begin liachadara. Bitshuva hawa, lav hakeelach kad nafak, leishta zava nafak. Tahawo kalo, b'nei areya, pian lemik tereya, kewan dechazo. Teishta zev Abraham, Awo amre leya, v'terachant hu dechaveyat, ma'ate lan bilein pesilin, umi goy dechala dilchon, nafak terach kewan, demata lecharan, la nafak mitaman levatar diktiv vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem vayelech ito lot v'ilu terach lakitiv patach v'amar v'imna mershaim oram uzroa ramat ashaber haikira ukuha aval v'imna mershaim oram da nimrod uvne darea de'in fa Avraham minayhu da hawa oram uzroa ramat shaber da nimrod. The translation. Rabbi Shimon replied that Terach did not leave Ur of the Chaldeans because he wanted to repent and mend his ways, but only to save himself from all the people of his land who wanted to kill him, particularly after they saw that Abraham was saved from the furnace of fire. They said to Terach, "You were the one who misled us with these idols and wanted to kill him." Because he feared them, Terach left. Therefore, when he reached Haran, he stayed, as it is written. So Avram departed as Hashem had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Terach is not mentioned in the verse. My commentary. Did Terach die, as one midrash said, or did he just stay there? He died since he was given an opportunity to do teshuvah when he left the original city. Pasuk 37 we read above. I didn't identify it because it's mixed in. The translation of Pasuk 37. He opened the discussion by saying, "And from the wicked their light is withheld, and the high arm shall be broken." This passage has already been explained. Nevertheless, "and from the wicked their light is withheld" applies to Nimrod and the people of his generation, whom Abraham left, since he was their light. "The high arm shall be broken" alludes to Nimrod. My commentary. Nimrod, who was the leader of the people of the building of the Tower of Babel, spent 7 years as an animal living in the forests, eating and sleeping on animals and on the ground. Eating animals and sleeping on the ground. This is the meaning of broken. This illness, this mental illness, is recognized in modern psychiatry as an illness, as a definite consciousness breakdown. Pasuk 38. Tavar acher vayimna mer shayim oram taterach uvnei veteya oram da Abraham haor lakiti vela Oram dahawa imchon uzroa rama tisha ber da nimrod Dahawa mate. Avatreya kol b'nei alma. Ugin kach ketiv lech. Lecha begin le'an hara lach. Ukol yinun de'ifkun. Minach mikan ulhala. The translation. Another explanation of the verse, and from the wicked their light is withheld, is that it applies to Terach and his household, and their light is Abraham. This verse does not say the light, but their light that was among them. This refers to Abraham, who was among them and then left. And the high arm shall be broken applies to Nimrod, who misled the whole world into following him. And this is why it is written, get you out, so that the light may shine for you and for all who will descend from now and henceforth. To the students of Kabbalah, the verse is clear as written. Always when I say that, if you have a question or you don't quite follow or understand, feel free to write me an email or ask a question in this class. Pasuk 39. Tu patach ve'amar ve'ata lo ra'u. Or bahir hu bishchat kim achim v'ruach avra. Vata'are ve'ata lo ra'u or ematai b'shata ve'amar kudsha barichu. Le'Avraham lech lecha me'artzecha u'molatecha be'yat avicha bahir hu bishchakim tivach u'tcha barichu le'ad baka le'ya le'Avraham bahahu or Dilela Ulan Harautaman. The translation. Furthermore, Rabbi Shimon then discussed the verse. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passes and cleanses them. And now men see not the bright light. When did that happen? At the time when the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Abraham, get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house. Because after Abraham had left them, they were not able to see the light anymore. The bright light which is in the clouds alludes to Abraham. Because the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to attach Abraham to the supernal light and have him shine there. My commentary. These verses are explaining the spiritual process of creating a chariot, a Merkava. If you have questions about chariots, you can ask them on the call. Or you can send them to me by email. Or you can ask them in our questions and answers sessions. It's important to understand how to create a chariot. Because when one understands how to create a chariot, one can choose to be a chariot. Pasuk 40. Ruach Avra Vataharem Tehalvatar Tavu B'tshuvta terach v'kol b'nei mateya diktiv ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu v'charon terach diktiv v'yata tavo el avotecha v'shalom v'gomer. The translation. And the wind passes and cleanses them, refers to Terach and all the people of his town, all of whom afterwards repented. As it is written, and the souls that they had made in Haran, meaning that the people of Haran repented. The verse, and you shall come to your fathers in peace, indicates that Terach had repented for the Holy One, lest be he would not have said this to Abraham otherwise. My commentary. Now we see which midrash is accurate for this situation. These midrashim first appears in the book of Sha'ar, or the book of Jasper, is the way it's being pronounced in English. Actually, the book of the Sefer Sha'ar, the straight book, is really, or the book of Gates, is really the way it should be translated. But most people in English refers to it as the Book of Jasper, and they don't understand it. But it's got nice stories in it, which is what the Midrashim on their surface represent. That is the end of the section. It's also the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? Classes this coming week, tomorrow at 10:30, and I should mention, the times that I will mention are all West Coast times, and they're now standard times, not daylight savings time, because times the clock will change this evening at 2 o'clock in the morning. And traditionally, we fall back an hour and have another hour of sleep. I hope you will enjoy that. At 10:30 Pacific time, we will have our second class on why study the Zohar. We'll start where we left off last week. At 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have the second of our basic classes, which is why is there a Big Bang? What happened before the Big Bang? Why were we created? What is the purpose of the physical world, and what is the purpose of our being tourists in this world? All of these questions will be answered in the class tomorrow, and it is well worth an hour summary of a lifetime study. That's what the class represents. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. Monday at 7 p.m., we will have an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday is election day in the United States, and it's highly recommended that you vote. After all, that is what free choice is about. At 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. Because at that time, the election is not yet over, even in the East. At 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our class, the first class in the 10 Luminous Emanations, an amazing sefer by Rabbi Ashlag, all about the Tree of Life. I'm having that class even though it's election night, because we'll be hearing about the results of the election all night long. So an hour of Torah study is always beneficial, and especially if it's a subject of Kabbalah. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers session. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, our Zohar class. And this section of Lech Lecha is rather long. So please plan on the class being a little longer than normal, helping to make up for the short class tonight. Although we always know less is more in spirituality. This coming Saturday is the 11th day of Cheshvan. That means Friday night and Saturday is a very intense positive energy of Methuselah, his Hilulah, Rachel Imenu, her Hilulah, and the birth date of Benjamin HaSadik, Ben Yaakov. Because it is Shabbat, we will not have a session. But if you look it up on the Hilulah pages, there's quite a bit written about it, and there are recordings that you can hear from previous years. At 7 o'clock, Motzei Shabbat, we will have our Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayera. Does anybody have any questions? Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Shalom.